Gemara Nunim of Days, so the Gemara used the Machlokes HaTanoim and the Mishnah regarding the Bracha by Pri HaBracha. The Rav Leizer Shita is a Din Derabbanan. Rav Leizer Shita is that it only gets the special Din of Yayin. Ishtani Lemal Yusad, the Bracha should have been Bar Pri HaEitz, but because it's so special, it's Ishtani Lemal Yusad, so that's why they were misakin a special Bracha of Bar Pri HaBracha. So Rav Leizer Shita is that that's only after it's mazu, yayin mazu. Tolzman is not mazu, it's not. So we'll be discussing if you have any dinim deraisis. So by nisuch hayayin has to be bedavke, not mazu. Has to be bedavke, not mazu. So we spoke about the Rambam, and the Rambam learns about the Mishnah in Sukkah. The other Rishonim learn, Rashi learns out of Mishnah, if you pour the yayin in the two shisin, there was one bowl where they're supposed to pour the nisuch hamayin. There's another bowl that leads down to a pipe where you're supposed to pour the nisuch hayayin. So if they switch and they pour it in the wrong bowl, so Rashi learns that pshat in the Mishnah. The Rambam learns if you mahapech means if you ma'arev them together, you mix them together. So the Meforshim ask on the Rambam, but there is a din that yayin mozig is no good. So they say the Rambam holds does mean that mozig is no good. Mozig is good, it's just that it's not mitztarev to the shir. So what's taka? Let's say for kiddush. You need a revius, but the yain is mazut. The Gemara says, well, koshal bracha, even the Chachamim, the Rav Lezer agree. Koshal bracha is only brichas ha-mazut. Kiddush is also koshal bracha. So koshal bracha, they also agree that it has to be mazut. So if the Rambam says that it's not mitztarev to the Shia, the din of mazut is that it's not mitztarev to the Shia. So what's going to be by the Kiddush? The Gemara in Masech Shabbos talks about how much they do the mezika, the Rabbeinu Yonah talks it here. So he says, no more was, they would do Al-Khad plus, they would have one unit of wine and three units of water. Three times as much water as wine. So if the Rambam holds that the water is not mitzvah to the Shir, so what's with the Kiddush? So Mistamadi, can't say Mistamadi. So the answer maybe the answer is that in Yayin Mazu, the water also blends in to become part of the Yayin. Is that, that's the question, is that Nitan Bahayam, let's say a Mazu is the Shasta Revius. Machlekes Satanaim, how much does the Nazir have to drink in order to get Malkus? Is it Kazais or Revius? So the Rambam Paskins Revius. So when the Rambam writes that a Nazir Shishasa Revius, like, what if he drinks Yayin Mazuk? So is the water mitztaref to the Revius? You say Yayin Mazuk, so the water blends in to become part of the wine. Or do you say, no, he has to drink so much Yayin Mazuk, like the Rambam holds by Tam Kiker. The Rambam Paskins are Tam Kiker. The Raisa Tam Kiker means if you have Chazish Malts, they got mixed into vegetable soup, and it's less than 50%, so it really should have been bottled derived. But there's a din that Tam Kikas, if you can still discern the flavor of the Chazash Malz, it's considered as if it were still being. And it prevents the bittel from taking effect. So the Rambam Paskins that if you eat the Chazash Malz, if you drink so much of the soup that you swallow al kazayas of the Chazash Malz, then you get Malkus. You have to drink so much of the soup that you swallow the kazayas of the chazash malt. Then the Rambam says that you get malchus. So is that what the Rambam means over here by the nazir? It's not clear in the Rambam. Now, so they thought that the water is mitztarif to the shir by the nazir. He thought that yayin mazuk, the water blends in to be part of the wine. He brought a raya that's not such a... I think the Osamech writes explicitly not so, and the Rambam and Hilchos Naziris. Osamech, I think, understands the Nazir has to drink so much wine that he knows that he swallowed a revius of wine. The same as eating tam kik or yaloike. So the Rambam says you only like it if you ate so much of the vegetable soup that you know that you swallowed a kazais of the chazash malz. So he brought a raya, it's a questionable raya. The din is that when you play the Ma'aseh Sheni onto money, so you have to bring the money to Yerushalayim. It says, V'tzarta kesa b'yadecha, and you buy v'nasata kesa b'bokar b'tzon b'yayin b'sheicha. So you have to buy food that's roi l'achilo sodom. Can you buy silverware? Can you buy plates? Can you buy tables and chairs to eat on? No, you have to dafke buy food. So the Gemara says, in even food, there are two exceptions to the rule, at least two exceptions to the rule, mayim and melach. You can't buy mayim and melach, you have to buy dafke. You have to buy pre-vi gedulei karka. It says you can take the money from Mois, Mois, Yishenu, and buy b'natzat ha-kesa, b'bokar, b'tzon. You can buy flesh. So how is that gidule karka that's not vegetated, doesn't grow from the ground? So the Rishonim explained, well, the animal eats the grass from the ground. It's a different kind of concept of gidule karka. In other areas, we say a gidule karka is a barkri hadoma. That's a different kind of gidule karka. This is a different thing. It has to be such a gidule karka. It has to be primi gidule karka. So the Gemara says, for sure, to the exclusion of maimon melach. And then one time it says also to the exclusion of fish, that you're not allowed to buy fish. Okay, different opinion, how far do you go, what you cannot buy. But mine, for sure you cannot buy. You cannot buy water, even though you're going to drink the water. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, the Gemara in Erevin, in the third parak in Erevin, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, that you're permitted to buy yayin mazik, even though they charge you a little more. If you would have bought plain wine and you have to do the mezigah yourself, they would have charged you less. But because you're buying yayin mazuk, so they charge you more, so it doesn't come out that you're using most meister sheni money to buy water. So what does the pasuk tell me? So it must be the pasuk tells me that you have yayin mazuk, the water blends in to become part of the wine, and it's considered al pidin, primi pidin gedula karka, is considered as if the whole thing is wine. That's not such a 100% conclusive proof, because the Gemara has another din from in the same brisa. The Gemara has a din that you're not allowed, let's say, with the Mois Maisu Sheni, he's gonna buy salami sandwiches, and he's gonna buy beer and bakabatsana bayayna bashecher, wine and all kinds of delicious food, gedula karka. And then he's gonna buy paper cups, and he's gonna buy plastic plates, and he's gonna buy forks and knives. So you're not allowed to buy the paper plates and the plastic cups, and that's not the food. But what happens if you're buying a bottle of orange juice? Say if you would come to the store with your own bottle and they'll pour in the orange juice, so they'll charge you so much. And if you buy a bottle of orange juice, then they charge you a little more. So the Gemara learns that from the pasuk, that you are permitted to buy the kankan agav, the yayin shebot, even though part of your money is going to the kankan. So what are you going to say over there, that the kankan blends in to become part of the yayin? No. Well, let's say if I come to the store and I buy a salami sandwich. See, if I come with my own plate, so they'll charge me so much. And if I want that this should be wrapped up in tinfoil and a bag, so maybe it'll cost another nickel. I don't know. But, so also you can buy the kankan agav the sandwich. That's what the Gemara learns out from a pasuk. That's okay. So maybe the din of Yayin Mazik is also a din agav. Maybe it's halacha, since that's the normal way that they sell. They sell yayin in a barrel. So the pasuk is marba, that even though you're not allowed to buy barrel separately, but you're permitted to buy the wine in the barrel, even though part of your money is going towards the purchase of the barrel. And the same over here, even though part of your money goes towards the purchase of the water, the yayin shebetocha, the mayim shebetocha yayin amazuk, doesn't necessarily prove conclusively that the water shebetoch ha-yayin mazik blends in to become part of the wine. Either shot is what's with kiddush. In kiddush you have to have a revius, and they used to put in one quarter of a revius. That's the rabbi, the only quotes from the Gemara in Shabbos. They used to put in one quarter of a revius of wine, yayin chazok shalahem, and then three quarters of the revius would be water. So if the water doesn't blend in to become part of the yayin mazik, so where do you have a revius? Where do you have it? If you say by the nazir he's going to drink that, he won't get malchus. You only get malchus if you drink so much wine that we know that he swallowed a revius of wine. So how can you say kiddush? You can only use yayin mazik for kiddush if you have such a gigantic kli that you have four revius in it. So I know that after the whole mezigah, I'm going to have a four revius of yayin. So that's not assumed. That's assumed not to be a kasha. By the Nisach HaYayin this morning, by the Kriyas HaTorah we read, Chatzi Ahin Yala Par Vis Ahin La'ayo, Shlishis Ahin La'ayo, Vis Ahin Rakevis Yoyim. So there there's a Shir Chatzi Ahin and Shlishis Ahin and Revis Ahin has to be Yayin. So the Ramam Sheet is that the Mezige, when you mix in water, it's not Mitztarf to the Shir. That's the Xeris HaKasuv, that mazik is not good. Doesn't mean mazik is good, but the water is not mitzdarf. The water does not blend in to become part of the wine. Adiram. That's the way the Rambam says pshat not the Rambam. The Rambam holds that mazik is good, but the water should be yayin ha-mazik. It's not mitzdarf to the shir. The shir has to be dafke from yayin. That's because the pasuk in Chumash says, chatzi ahin, shlisha sahin, revias ahin, yayin. But over here by Kiddush, there is no din that you need a revias of yayin. Revis is a shear for the kos. That's a unit for the kos, not a shear in the yayin. See, by the chatzi ahin, the shlishes ahin, revis ahin, that's a shear for the yayin. It's not a shear in the kli. Here, the revis is a shear. You have to say kiddush ala kos. You have to say a broch ala kos, adol ala kos, bichas hevis and ala kos, whatever. Bichas hamoz and ala kos, broch ala kos. So the shear kos is revis. So you have to have yayin. The shear was never said that you need a revis yayin. In order to be considered a kos, you have to have a revius of a mashke, and if you have one quarter of that revius will be yayin, and three quarters will be mayim, so then it's considered a kos shel bracha. You have a revius for a kos. It's not a shear in the yayin. If it would have been a shear in the yayin, that's what they quote in the name of Rav Chaim. The Dvar Avram was the Rav in Kovne. He died in a ghetto under the Nazis. They didn't get a chance to kill him. He died from sickness. So he learned that he was a descendant from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. That's how he writes on the first page in the Sefer. That was considered the big yichas in Lithuania, the Beis Harav. Those were descendants from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Some had to be a descendant from the Vilna Gaon. Not the same. Louis Ginsberg, I think, from the seminary, was a descendant from the Vilna Gaon or something like that. I think he writes on the Sharp Lot for his Heiliges Svarim, Dorish Mini Lahagro, or something like that. But that wasn't called Beis Harav. Beis Harav was those who were descendants of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. I don't know why. The Hasidim said, why? Because Rav Chaim Volozhiner didn't want to sign the Cherem against the Hasidim. So that's why the bigger yichus is to be a descendant of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, whatever the explanation is. But they have, it's a problem, he discussed, because they have the original text of the Cherem that the Goyim dictated, and they recognized that the handwriting that it was written in was Rav Chaim Volozhiner's handwriting. So what do you mean he wasn't there? So that's why he didn't. They say the story, if the Rebbe would have told me, if the Grohl would be here, he would tell me to sign, I would sign. The Grohl was not here, the Shliach brought it, so I'm not mechuyav to listen to the Shliach. And he said about when the Rebbe Shlom told Avraham Avinu to bring his son for the Akedah, so Avraham Avinu was prepared. Then when the Malach came in, he said, Tish Lachyar Chalana, I say, listen to the Malach. If it would have been the reverse, if the Malach would have told him the first time to shech the son, he wouldn't have listened to the Malach. To kill people, you have to hear directly from the Rebbe Shlom. Not to kill people, Tish Lachyar Chalana, that you can listen to the Malach. So he said, if the Vilna Gaon would be here and he would tell me I should sign the Cherem to kill the Chassidim. So he said, if the Groh would be here, then I would sign. But the Shliachim, the Groh came, not Mechuyav to sign. So that story is a little questionable because they say they have the original copy of the Cherem against the Chassidim. It was written by Rav Chaim Volozhiner's handwriting. So that's the problem. But anyway, that's what. So Dvar Avraham writes on the first page of his Sefer that he's from the Beis Harav. He's a descendant from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. And then in the Sefer, he writes that he learned in Volozhiner Yeshiva. And he learned under Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, and every so often he'll quote some gewaldige shtickle Torah from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. He already has the new style of learning. Rav Avraham has the new style of learning. So he quotes this as one of the beautiful Divrei Torah that he heard from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. How do you say Ruba Kukulai? Let's say if you have a kazayis of chazer, and somebody eats the roiv of the kazayis, you're going to say that he's loike? Or if you have a revius of wine and the nozer will drink a roiv of the revius, so you say Ruba Kukula, so he'll be loike. So he mentioned the Maritz Chayis on nozer writes like that he thinks that you're loike. And the typesetter who set the type on the Vilna Shas writes in brackets, but like Korav Zelzeh, he thinks that there's no tzushtam. There's no connection one with the other. Why? So that's what's Yadua, B'Shem Rab Chaim, that on Shiurim you can't say Ruba Kukula. If the din says that you have to eat a kazayis to get malchus, you have to drink a revius in order to get malchus, so Ruba Kukula does not. So why do you say a roiv revius? If you drink roiv revius of arba kosis, why is that good enough? You say Ruba Kukula, so he said no, because revius over there is a unit. You only apply Ruba Kukula when you're dealing with a unit. Like you have to shech the kone, you have to shech the veshet, so you say Ruba Kukula. There's a unit of the kone, and there's a unit of the veshet. Klal Yisrael is a unit. So if the roiv tzipur is tamei, so then you bring the Pesach Abba Betuma. Ruba Kukula only applies when you're dealing with a unit. So that's what he quotes. This Gevaldig is far from Rav Chaim, that a revius for Kiddush is not the need of a revius of wine. No, revius is the shear to constitute a kos, and once you have a kos, it's a unit of a kos. And then you can apply the rule of Ruba Kukula. So that's a shaila, whether when you make Yayin Mazuk, the Pashtus, I was not there when Rav Soloveitchik was learning Erevin. If I would have been, I wouldn't argue with him. But that's what they told me over. When he learned Erevin, the lady is, once he agreed to learn Erevin. So he was learning Erevin, so this is one of the ideas that he told the students, that the Yayim Azov, the Mayim is mitzarev to become part of it. He thought that the Nozer would be like on a revius of Yayim Mazuk, not like, I'm pretty sure it says in Rasamech, not so. What the Raya from Isa Sheni? It's a questionable Raya. Yeah, that's not a unit, that's a shear.
The shear is revius. It's not very good,
but it's still drinkable. It's not as fancy as it would have been if it would have been Mazel.
Isn't that a reason to say that whenever it comes to kiddush, that this is preferred to not Mazel? Because this is a
mindful. Yeah, by Kaishal Brocho, the Gemara says you want a mitzvah min amufka, so you want dafka that it should be mazik. But by a mazik drinking wine, mazik is also mazik. Shaila is, if it is mazik, how much does he have to drink? Does he have to drink so much that he drank a revius of wine? But he say no, that the mayim shibetocho lends in to become part of.
But it's just nobody drinks.
No one drinks, no.
It can't be a mazik.
They're dafkids, not supposed to be mourning again. So that's what the Gemara says, no on the base. Even the Chachamim, the Reb Lezer, who disagree, and they say that wine has the Hashivas of special Ishtani Luya, that you say Bar Pi Agav instead of Bar Pi Huetz, even on Yain Sheino Mazu. But they're made that for Koshal Bracha purposes, you shouldn't have Chai. They would agree that only has a mitzvah min amuvcha is only if you're going to have. Yain Mazuk. So this is Taisus and all the Rishonim, Rashi and Taisus are all bothered with the Kasha. The Gemara towards the bottom of Nun Aleph and Man Aleph is listing off various dinim. About 10 lines from the bottom, the Gemara has the Braise Tana, Asora Dvarim Nemra B'Koshal Brach. More than 10 lines, 12 lines, I don't know. There were 10 dinim that the earlier Tanoim formulated regarding Koshal Brach. Koshal Brach, they're talking about the Birchus HaMazuk. In each tifa v'hadocha, okay, you should rinse out the cup on the inside and the outside, should be clean. Taisus writes on shtifa v'hadocha, Ibrahim Maslow, the second Taisus shtifa. Pirish read, dafke shena kos yocha, only if the kos is dirty. Somebody else was drinking before, so it's all sticky, it's all greasy, then you have to wash it out. What if you wash the kos out last Matzoi Shabbos and you put it away in the cabinet, and then it didn't get dusty and it's clean, the cabinet door was closed, and you take it out on Friday night, you want to say kiddush now? The Tosfos says, and that's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to wash it out. Ablim hu yofer b'lav hachi, if it's a clean kos, shabbat damid lavin elah she'ab kos shel brach yofer. That's what Tosfos says. The Kaf HaChayim and Hilchas Kiddush quotes from Kabbalah sources that that's a good idea to rinse it out even if it was clean. And that's what Hasidim like to do things al pi kabbalah also. So a lot of Sfardim do like that, and a lot of Hasidim do like that, that they rinse out the cup, they do shtifa v'hadocha, even if it is clean. But Tosfos is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch says like Tosfos, the whole purpose of shtifa v'hadocha is that it should be clean. And if it was clean for last week and it didn't get dirty, so you don't have to rinse it out. On Pesach night, there's an Esek. You say Kiddush over a kos of Yai, and then you drink part of it or all of it, and then the kos is not clean, has leftover wine from the Kiddush. Then you say Asher Gyalon, and then you say Birchas Hamban, and then you say Birchas Ashir at the end. So what happened to the Shtifa V'Hadocha? So some were makbid to rinse out the cup each time. Before you fill it up for the second kos, before you fill it up for the third kos, before you fill it up for the fourth kos. Most are not makbid. But they quote that Rav Kook and some Gedolim were makbid to rinse out the cup each time. Each Koshal Brach and each Shtifa V'Hadocha. So the Braisa lists off Asara Dvarim Nemar B'Koshal Brach. So Shtifa V'Hadocha, we know. Rinse it out the inside and the outside. Then it says the third din is Chai. Chai. This punk the Hepach from what it says over here on Nunam Abbas. Hakol Moedim, even the Rabbanon, Moedim Chom the Rab Lezer B'Koshal Brach. That you don't bench Birchas HaMazuk, you don't use Yain Chai for a Koshal Brach. That you have to have Dafke, that it should be Mazuk. So this is the Kasha that Rashi asks. So how does Rashi answer? Rashi, about 10 lines from the bottom of Nun Aleph and Man Aleph Chai. So Rashi says, when you say the bracha of Birchas HaMazon ala Yayin, it should be Mazon. That was the Gemara before. You don't begin the benching until it's mazel. But here he says you should pour it in chai into the cup, into the becher, and then do the mezigah. That's against the Gemara before. It's not really the Mishnah. The Mishnah was a machlekes ablazer and nechachamim, what they say, bar pi agafen anan. And the Gemara in Amud Bey said, hakol moedim. Inami, Rashi has another pshat. First pshat is chai, you should pour it in chai into the becher, and you should do the mezig in the becher. Inami, what's another teretz? Chai balas frishtik lahaviyah menachovis lishmo. What it means is, no, you can have a barrel of wine that's mazuk, you can have a bottle of wine that's mazuk, you don't have to do the mezig in the kos. But what it means is, let's say you have a bottle of, a container of wine on the table, and everybody's pouring in the middle of the meal. So I happen to have a cup full of wine. I thought I was going to drink some wine in the middle. And then I changed my mind. And then I'm going to use that wine for Birchas HaMazon. So that's where Rashi learns, no, you should do chai, lahaviyah menachovis lishmo. You should pour it from the barrel specifically. You can do the mezig in the barrel. That's not a problem. Not like the first pshat. But you should pour it lishmo. You should pour fresh wine into the becher lishmo. So Tosfos on Nunam at base, Maidam Chacham the Rablez of the Koshal Bracha, quotes these two answers. Quotes the two answers. And then they quote a third answer. Inami koyako satsmo. This Gemara Nunam at base says, you shouldn't use chai, it should be mazuk, that chai goes on the yain chai as opposed to yain mazuk. And this Gemara says, Asorah dinim nemra of the Koshal Bracha goes on the cup, the becha should be chai. The yayin in the cup should be mazuk, but the becher should be chai. What does the word chai mean when you're speaking about a becher? To the exclusion of shavur. Why? Because the Gemara has an expression above a kama, shviras and zui misosam. The Gemara comments on bor. It says, that a bor is potter on kelim. So the Gemara asks the kasha, but odom, a bor is only, if an odom falls into a bor, the balabor does have to pay. The Adam is only potter if the Balabar is only potter if an Adam falls in and he gets killed. But if the Adam is who's up, so the Balabar does have to pay. Because the Pasuk says, Nachal Shama Shama Hamora Mace. So if it's Mace, so then you only pay if a Shorba Hamor falls in. And if an Adam falls in, you don't pay. But if it's Huzak, the Adam falls in, that you do pay. It means Bar doesn't pay Kofar. That's what the Pasuk means. Shorvali Adam, a bor, balabor doesn't pay kofa. Kofa you only pay if it's a shor amuad, shoharagasa adam. But if it's a bor, shoharagasa adam, there's no maiser ritzicha, so the balabor doesn't pay kofa. But adam shahuzak, you do pay. So the Gemara asks, so how you lamait chamor velo kelim, that kelim yapater? How do you carry over the difference between, what does it mean, mace? Or mace? So the Gemara says, shvirasan zui misosam. If the kli gets broken, then it's considered va mace. So when the pasuk says that the balabar is potter from paying for chamor v'lo kelim, it means if the kelim got broken, that's called bameis. Shviras and zui misos. So if the breaking of the kli is called miso, some of the kli is intact, then it's called chai. So that's the pshat and the braisa here. Anun aleph and man aleph. Asorah dvar nemra v'koy shal brocha. The koy should be chai, as opposed to meis. It shouldn't be shovel. What do you mean? It has to be machzik erivias. Yeah, but let's say it is machzik erivias. But it's broken on top. It's a little broken on top. If it has a hole on the bottom and it's all going to leak out, it's not called a kli. It's a different bar. It doesn't have a hole on the bottom. But it's not complete on top. It's not a complete, whatever shape it's supposed to be on top, whatever shape it's supposed to have. So what if it's out of shape? It's distorted. So that's called the kli shavur. That's called the kli mace. So lechatchila shouldn't use it for kosher bracha. If you have no choice, you'll use it. Okay. That's where Moshe has a tshuva about is it proper to recite Kiddush over wine that you're holding in a plastic cup. So he said a plastic cup is a disposable thing, you throw it out. So that's less chashuv than a silver becher that has a little chip on the top. So the Rishonim say over here that a kli shavur is not acceptable even though it contains a revius of wine. It doesn't have a hole on the bottom that everything is going to leak out, that it doesn't have a shame kli. It just has a chip on top. A little broken on top. So if you're not allowed to use a silver cup because it has a little break on top, So it's a kal v'chaim, a disposable cup you shouldn't use. But b'shas hadchak, if you have no brera, so it is a kli. That din, that a kli shavur is not good, is only l'chatchila. B'di'evit, one would be yotze kish. Then Tosis gives another mashal. There was one mashal that the Tosis in Shabbos gives, dafayim vav. Shviros and zui misosim, from the Gemara Bava Kama, by Kalim. Then you give another mashal, from the Gemara Makis, daf tazayin. The Gemara says, if you eat the shirotzim, so you'll like it if you swallow a complete sheretz, kibriyosai. If you eat a beria, so the Gemara says you don't need a kashir. If you eat echad chai, you eat a namala, an ant, and it chai, so chai does mean that it's alive, even if it's dead, as long as it's intact. Chai does mean live as opposed to dead, it means intact as opposed to chopped up. Shalim. And if you have chopped up bugs, then you only get malchus if you eat a kazayis of them. So the Gemara discusses, what if he mashed up resectation and molam be'echad chai, and now he has a kazayis, so how many times will he get malchus? We had the discussion in Taisus earlier, what's it in if you eat the beria, do you say bracha achrema, if it didn't have a kashir?
Which would be preferable to use?
What's the alternative?
We have a plastic cup. We have a kiddush cup. It's shalem, but it's anatomical.
Table, you're not supposed to use it, so you have no choice. You're not allowed to use the kli that's not table. Some people make a mistake, they think that you're allowed to use a kli once without being table. But if you want to use it a second time, then you have to be table. So Ramesh Feinstein writes that that's not correct. They made the mistake, it was his fault they made the mistake. Because he gave a psak on the disposable tinfoil pans. So he said a kli that you only use once doesn't require tefillas kelim. So people misunderstood it. They thought the first time you can use a kli without tefillas kelim. So he said no, it doesn't apply to forks and knives and real pots and pans and glasses. He says a kli that only has one ishtamshus, a disposable kli, that's not called a kli. But if it's a kli that one plans to use many times, not sure how many times you have to use it that it should get a shame kli. But if it's a kli that you're going to use a few times, then you're not even allowed to use it the first time without being tevilim. Unless the guy's prepared to be mafke the becher. Nah. In Shulchan Aruch they say, if you really get stuck on Shabbos, and you have no other utensils to use, so you should be mafke your kelim. But that's if it's a big shas hadchak. Some woman told me she got stuck in a hotel for Pesach in Florida. They came late on their Pesach, and the utensils in the hotel belonged to the Goyish owner of the hotel, and they hadn't been tevil them, so they had a problem. She told me what the problem was. I told her that was the solution, that wasn't the problem. If the kelim still belonged to the non-Jews, so the whole din of tefillas kelim doesn't apply. That she didn't know. The din of tefillas kelim only applies if it's a kli that you bought from a non-Jew. But if it never belonged to a non-Jew, or if it still belongs to the non-Jew, then it does need tefillas kelim. Okay, so these are the three suggestions that Tosis gives. Then Tosis has another suggestion. The Rishonim quote the name of Rabbeinu Tam on Sanhedrin Dafayim. We looked it up yesterday. We were fishing around yesterday. Where is there a din de araisa that requires davke yayin? So we had Nazir. So it's not exactly some Nazir is like on kol ha'yetzim megefen ha'yayin. And then we had Nisach ha'yayin. And then we had the Bensora Mora. So the Gemara says the Mensora Mora is only chayv if he drinks yayin chay. So then the Gemara says, no, not exactly. Yayin chay should be mazik, but by mazik. Should be a little bit mazik and not fully mazik. If it's too mazuk, so he's not going to become a gangster on that. That's soft. And if it's not mazuk at all, it's abnormal. But if it's mazuk, the lay mazuk, then it's going to have more spunk than regular wine. So then he's on his way. Then he may be on his way to become a big-time criminal. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, Anad Gemara, mazuk, lay mazuk, a little tesis on Dafayinam and Aleph and Sanhedrin. But that's the teretz to the steer over here. On the one hand, the Gemara says, on Nunam and Beis, that the Koshal Brocha should be mazuk. And on the other hand, the Gemara says that it should be chai, so it's a stira. So he says, just like the Gemara Sanhedrin says, that the yayin, in order to make him into a bensor mor, the wine should be chai. And what does it mean chai? Mazik, v'lay mazik, not fully mazuk. See, here also, when the Brisa says it has to be chai, What it means is, the Rabbein Tam is assuming like the Rif's Girsa. The Rif has the Girsa in the Gemara here. They quote it on the side, on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, four lines from the bottom. Ubechai, Omer Avsheish is Bebirchas Ha'oretz. What does that mean? Bebirchas Ha'oretz. So the Rif has the Girsa Ad Birchas Ha'oretz. It should be Yayin Chai up until Noidalacha. And then when you start Noidalacha, then you pour in the water to make it Mazuf. So some Rishon, the Rabbeinu Yonah quotes some Rishon and say that that's the Teretz. Shai. This Gemara says it should be Mazuf. This Gemara says it should be Chai. The Teretz says when you start benching, it's Chai. And when you start Noidalacha, then you pour in all the water and you make it Mazuf. So Shai, that's a simple Teretz. What do you need the Rabbeinu Tam to say? Rabbi Tam says basically the same answer, but he shifts it. He says from the beginning of the Birchas HaMazon, it should be Mazik Veloy Mazik. And then at the beginning of Noidalacha, then you make the complete, you complete the Mazik. Why did he have to say Mazik Veloy Mazik and complete the Mazik? What's wrong with the way it says in the Gemara? You just have Yayin Chai in the beginning of the benching, and then you'll make it Mazik in the beginning of Noidalacha. So the Rabbi Yonah goes through the whole argument. He says, what do you mean? The whole cup only has a Revius. Then you're going to have one quarter of the cup is going to be full, and three quarters of the cup are going to be empty. And then in the beginning of the Eidah Lecha, you're going to fill in the three quarters of the cup of water. So where is it Mole? So some Rishonim say the din of Mole only sets in when you start Eidah Lecha, when you start Birchas Ha'aretz. You want to show Shevach Ha'aretz that the peiros grow so well, that the yayin is so chazak, that you can't drink it without doing mezuzah. Fine, so that's why you do, that's what the Rif's Girsa was. So our Gemara doesn't read straight, the Bechai Bebichas Ha'aretz. It means you do the mezuzah and Bechas Ha'aretz. So some Rishonim say, the din of Molly doesn't set in until Noidah Lecha. From the beginning of the Bechas Ha'aretz, you know it be Molly. So Rabbein Yonah is not happy with that. No, he says you can't begin to bench unless it's going to be Molly. So he says, according to Rabbi Natan, it's Nicha. It's going to be mazik, v'loy mazik means it's going to be three quarters full, it's going to be two thirds full. As long as it's more than 50% full, that's called mali. A lot of people think that it has to be mali all the way up to the tippy top, and when you pick it up, it's already spilling over. And before you even pick it up, it's already spilling over. So some say by Havdalah should be mali al kol gedosah. Havdalah should spill over. That's based on the Gemara and Erevin. The Gemara says that in a home where they spill wine on the floor, on the Tzoy Shabbos, so that's a Simmer Bracha. You start the week off with a Simmer Bracha. What's a Simmer Bracha? Wine is expensive. Water is for nothing. Wine is expensive, so if you're spilling wine at the beginning of the week, that's a Simmer Bracha. So that's why some have a minig that you pour in the wine till it overflows, and the wine is spilling for a Simmer Bracha. But strictly speaking, forgetting about the Simmer Bracha, Kiddush and Abdullah are the same thing. It should be Molei. So the Rabbeinu Yonah writes over here, Molei doesn't mean Molei, Molei, Mamish Kudu Tipika. If it's three quarters full, or if it's two thirds full, more than half full, it's called Mole. He says, but if you're just going to put in one quarter of the volume of the cup, is going to have the yayin, and then you're not going to begin to do the mezig until the beginning of Noidah Lecha. This mamish not Mole for the first bracha. It's not Mole. So does that make sense that Yom Hadid of Mole kicks in only beginning of Noidah Lecha? So he says, no. The Rabbi Natam said it well. You have mazik v'loy mazik, so it's three quarters full or it's two thirds full, and that's how he didn't call mole. It's more than half full, it's called mole. It's towards the top, it's been up there, it's called mole. And then in the beginning of Noidah Lecha, then you do the mazik. So that's how the Rabbi Natan was miyashiv the two gemaras. The one gemara says it should be mazik, the other gemara says that it should be chai. They're both correct. It should be mazik v'loy mazik, and chai means mazik v'loy mazik. And the complete mazik, you finish, you complete the mazik when you start Noidah Lecha.
Why don't we worry about it? I said, you're going to start with one bracha and then you're going to start to be filling with pouring water and mixing up the wine and then continuing on mentioning. I don't know, kaktik nachachamim apparently, in order to emphasize the shevach ha'aretz, that's what the Rabbeinu Yonah comments on the Rif. See, Rashi doesn't comment, he probably didn't have this gear, so I don't know. What does he moisif? He adds some more wine. I don't know what Rashi means, Moisif Aleha. The Rabbi Yonah explains according to the Rif. You do the completion of the Meziga. Some say you begin the Meziga in Noidah Lecha, and others say you complete the Meziga. To emphasize the Shevach Ha'aretz, that the grapes grew, and they're so powerful that the Yain is so chazak that you have to do Meziga to make it taste normal. So the way they read in the Rif, kach tikna chacham, that you should do the mezigah davka in the middle of the benching by the second bracha. Then we had a stira nun on the base, on the bottom. The Gemara had a three-way stira. Preferably, the Gemara had the pasuk in Tehillim and nun alafim and after fourth line yimali piti lo secha. You're not supposed to have any food in your mouth when you recite a bracha. What happens if, by mistake, the person hichnus eichem l'netoch pi b'loi bracha, he forgot? So there's a three-way stira. Tanya chod abolam, tanya yidach poltam, tanya yidach masalkan, l'tzadech chod amavara. So the Gemara says, a three-way stira. The Gemara says, loi kasha. The teretz is, if it's midi d'loi mimis, a poltam. So take it out of your mouth, say the bracha, and put it back in the mouth. No problem. If it's a midi de mimis, if you're going to take it out of your mouth, you're going to throw it out, you're ready to chew it or whatever, you're not going to want to put it back in your mouth again. So then the Gemara says, misalkan sarechet, put it on one side of your mouth and say the bracha. And under these circumstances, you got no choice. You have to be a violation of Yimali Biti L'Sechel. But what if it's Mashkin? So the Gemara says, Hodetanya Bolon B'Mashkin. What if he put Mashkin in his mouth? So that's Midi de Mimis. So if he's going to spit it out into a cup, he's going to throw it out. He's not going to drink it again. So if he's going to spit it out, he's going to throw it out. We're not going to have any bracha. He's just not going to say a bracha. So rather than tell him to spit it out and lose the bracha completely, so we tell him, swallow it, and he can't say the bracha with it. He can't be misalkan sarecha, and the liquid is not going to work. He's going to choke. He can't say a bracha with the liquid in his mouth. So we say, let him swallow it. So here, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the machlekes, and the Bechab and the Ramo have a machlekes here. They're Rosh and they're Rashbo, they talk about this machlekes. So the Rosh quotes from the Ravid, the Rosh and Agamar quotes the Ravid, and the Ramo wants to paskin like that. That b'mashkim bolon, hichnis mashkim letoch piv. If you put food in your mouth and you spit it out, you don't say a bracha. The only time you say a bracha is if you swallow it. So he has the mashkim in his mouth and he realizes he didn't say a bracha yet. That's what we discussed. Morgan Avram says that the minhag olam is that people say hamotzi and they take a piece of challah and they start chewing. And they start talking right away. People can't control themselves and talk. They start talking right away before they even swallow. So the Morgan Avraham says that that's a hefzik between the Bichas Hanen and then the swallowing. Because just on putting in mouth and chewing, you don't require a bracha. You only require a bracha if you swallow. So he said a bracha and he took before he swallowed. So he really should have to say another bracha. That's when the Morgan Avraham writes. And the Rashash Anadarim tries to defend the Minhag HaOlam that a lot of people talk before they swallow. So he says, not so bad. Maybe the chewing is the beginning of the swallowing. Okay. That's a machlokes, where the chewing is, what if a person swallows food without chewing? Is that considered shloka derech achilosim? Because the Gemara in the end of Psochem draws a contrast between bola matzah as opposed to bola moro. So the Gemara says, bola matzah yotza, bola moro lo yotza. If you swallow moro without chewing it, you're not yotza. If you swallow matzah without chewing it, you are yotza. So the question is, which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule? So in Yeridaya, it says in Simen Kuftun Hey, Kuftun Zayin is Simen about Yehorek Val Yavar. Kuftun Hey is also a little bit the dinim aspects of Yehorek Val Yavar. When are you Mekel? By Cholosh Eim B'Sakana, Cholosh Eish B'Sakana. What room is there to be Mekel? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, based on the Rishayim, that to eat something, Macholos Asuris, to get Hanoah, Shalokaderach Hanoah also is only Nisa de Rabbanon. So, Mamakam Chodeshayim Besakana, we are making. So, the Pizchit Shuvah there, quoting Simakuf Nunei, quotes a Machlokes Achrayim. What if a person is going to swallow Macholos Asuris without chewing it? Is that considered Shalokaderach Achilos? So, he quotes that the Tvor Shor in the Sefer Amsochim and the Chor Shor writes on this Gemara that Bola Moror, Lo Yotze, that's the rule. The rule is that whenever you swallow without chewing, that's called Shalokaderach Achilos. That's why you're not yotzei d'morah. So matzah is the exception to the rule. If you swallow the matzah without chewing your yotzei, that's an exception. Why should matzah be an exception to the rule? So he pins the blame on the fact that it's lechem oni. So poor people don't chew their food. You would think the reverse, that poor people hardly have any food, so they're going to chew it 10 times longer than the rich people. They don't have too much to chew. That's what the Chor Shor writes. The Tvor Shor has in a sefer Parsha Psachim, and the Nari Bihun in the Tshuva quotes this and disagrees. He holds just the result that the basic din in Kol HaTarkul, the normal din, the standard din should be that Bala Matza Yotza, if you swallow without chewing, it is called Kedera Chachilasa. And Mara is the exception to the rule, because being a Tamar, will that go? You want to have a Zechel by Mara as Chayem. So, you know, if you don't taste the flavor, so that you're not Yotza. Special, the exception to the rule is the Mara. So we usually assume that like the Nerev Yehuda, that swallowing without chewing is called Kederach Achilosa, but I'll call upon him, the chewing is the beginning of the Achil. So that's what the Rashash tries to defend the Minig Olam, and maybe it's not so bad that the people talk in between the Bracha and the swallowing. Maybe the swallowing is not true, just on chewing alone, you wouldn't say Bracha. If you're chewing, it's with not, you don't say Bracha. But if you chew and ultimately you swallow it, so maybe it's considered as if the chewing was the beginning of the Eden. So Nachmal over here.
So in a sefer that immediately you swallow taste of the food, and the second you put it in your mouth, there is some kind of, you absorb taste into your mouth. Would that be considered?
I don't know, the taste buds I thought are on the tongue? No.
Right, but meaning taste, there's the sugar or something, you know, there are particles that are being, you know, that are going into your
mouth. Antima alone, you don't say brocha. Let's say I lick something, you don't say brocha, you know it tastes good. If you chew chewing gum, so then the minigolim is that people say shakal because they plan to swallow the sugar and the flavoring. So they want dafke to swallow it, not just to taste it. But if just going to taste it and then take out the chewing gum, then not. You're going to just lick candy just to taste it. You don't say brocha. Only if you plan to leave it in your mouth for a long time and you plan to swallow the flavor. Tasting alone is not. So if a person is going to put mashkim in his mouth and he's going to spill it out, you don't say a bracha. So here, he has the mashkim in his mouth, so he's going to spit it out, we're not going to have any bracha. So the braisa says, no frafam, and he can't be misalkam inside echot. He's going to spit it out, he's going to be meeting the mim, he's not going to want to drink it again, so the braisa says he's swallowed. So here in Shulchan Aruch, there's a machlokes. When the person has the rosh starts the issue, the rosh doesn't quote the cholkim, but the Shulchan Aruch quotes, the Rajma quotes the whole machlokes. So the machlokes is, the fellow has the food in his mouth, and he realizes before he swallows that he's supposed to say a bracha, but he's not able to say a bracha, because it's a mashke, he can't be misalka and sadecha. If it'll be poltan, it'll be mimis, so he won't have it. So the Rosh holds in such a case, the Gemara made a perfect equation between birchas hanenin and birchas hamitzvos. Just like birchas hanenin has to be an advance of eating, so to birchas hamitzvah has to be oivel asiyosam. And the Gemara seems to say in both. So Ravina said it's an equation. The Gemara didn't reject his equation. They rejected part of what he said. Ravina says, afilu goma sudasa yachsav yibarcha. If a person finished eating, if a person starts eating, if you got to say a bracha, you should say the bracha in the middle. If he already finished eating, so Ravina claimed, let him say a bracha at the end. How does he prove that that's so? Because birchas hanenin, and he makes an equation to birchas hamitzvah. Birchas hamitzvah normally say the bracha. We have a brisa that says beferish tov al v'yola. When the tummy comes out of the mikveh, bali yasrema shikin shonim and sasu v'tzivan. He says the bracha l'acharas yasim. So just like in b'dieved, you can say a bracha l'acharas yasim by a mitzvah. So too, you can say a bracha l'acharas yasim by birchas hanenin. So there are some rishonim who paskin like Ravina. The Mishnah Berurah says, he quotes, there's a Ravid. He says it's not the famous Ravid. There were different Rishonim who were known as Ravid. So here the Rosh quotes a different Ravid. That's the Ravid that there are more pastors like this Ravid. So Mishnah Berurah says that other Ravid that's quoted by the Rishonim, we ignore that. There is one of the Rishonim who's known as the Ravid, thinks we should paskin like Ravina. The B'dieved, just like the Azarua says. B'dieved, you can always say a bracha lachar asiyasam, a birchas hamitzvah lachar asiyasam. So b'dieved, you can always say birchas hanenin after eating the food, because the Gemara made an equation. So most of the Rishonim do not pasken like Ravina. Why? Because the Gemara rejected it. The Gemara says, v'loihi. The Gemara doesn't say his equation is wrong. That's what the Shach pointed out in Sima Yutes, in Hilchas Shechita, the Birchas HaShechita. The Shach says, see from the Gemara that they never rejected the equation of Ravina between Birchas HaMitzvah equals Birchas HaNenin. They just rejected, they said there's a distinction over here. Pasameikor Gabaloichazi, over there by the Tefillah and the Mikveh, there's a reason why he couldn't say the bracha evel asiyasim. Either the Rosh Hashanah quotes Rabbi Nachmanal that he's a ger, So the ger is not Jewish. How can you say kedushanu b'mitzvah so tivar? Or Rashi says that the rove of the people who would be going to mikveh would be married people, would be a balkeri and a polet to shechvazeh. They want to daven, they want to learn. So all the people would be going to mikveh. So the Rashi is talking about such a case. What Tosfos adds on the minig, that the minig was that you say the baruch al tilus yadayim because of a light plug, so when the people go to the mikveh, so after they get undressed, so they just touch their feet and their shoes and their socks, and when people come out of the bathroom, so they're not in a position that they can say baruch al tilus yadayim over las yosim. So the minig developed that that's also considered akate gavel ochozi. Okay, so you have mikar adin, there are certain cases, Rashi and Rabbi Mochanano, there are cases, Mikir Adin, that is Akate Gabalochas, he's simply unable to say the Baruch Allah Ovelas Yosam. And then Tosfos developed a Minig, that Mita Minig is not unable. It made a Minig with a light plug, he's unable to recite the Baruch Ovelas Yosam. So then you say, Kach Tikno Chachamim, whenever you're unable to recite the Baruch Ovelas Yosam, so made a Takani say the Baruch Ovelas Yosam. Masheni came by eating food. Masheni came by eating food. The guy could have said the bracha before he started eating the food, or by any other mitzvah. Not these cases. So that's what the Shach says. The simple reading of the Gemara reads like the Rambam. That any other birchas mitzvah other than akati gabra lochazi, the case of the ger, the case of the balkeri, and so on. Any other case, even b'niyad b'macharas yosim, he cannot say a bracha. So the Rosh says, but the equation between birchas hamitzvah equal to birchas hanenim does remain. So what if you have a case of food, where the person has food in his mouth, and the halacha says, and he realizes he's supposed to say a bracha, but is unable to say the bracha because it's a liquid, it's a midi de nimis, he's going to spit it out, he's going to be left with nothing. He won't have anything to drink, and he won't have any bracha either. So then we will make or we tell him you're allowed to drink without saying a bracha. He had an option, he could have spit it out. So the Braisa says, Tani Chodo Bolon. The Gemara says that goes on Mashkin. Chodo Tanya Bolon the Mashkin. So the Halacha says he should swallow. So since we permitted him, that's like Hakat the Gavra Lachazi. As he's about holding food in your mouth, you don't say a bracha. He's about to swallow, that's when he's Mukhib to say a bracha. So that time he told me he doesn't have to say a bracha. So just like Birchas HaMitzvah, if in advance he was a Gavra Lachazi, so kach tikna chachamim to say the bracha afterwards. So to over here, there are more paskins like this Rosh b'shem arayved. Then in this case, by the mashkin bolam, he should say the shakal neimadvara afterwards. The Mishnah Brura quotes that even though Ashkenazim usually follow the Ramah, but here many Achrayim say we should follow the Mechaber, because the Rav Harishonim don't like this Rosh. Rav Harishonim don't like this Rosh. So this is an interesting Rosh. This Rosh is similar to the Shach that we mentioned yesterday. The Ramah said there, we mentioned yesterday, what if a person is shechting a behemoth? He doesn't know if it's going to be a sher or a trefah. So we assume Rav behemoth's sher is hain, so you say a bracha. What happens if I know in advance that this behemoth has a reisa? Has a reisa, it means our latest asafik. There's grounds to suspect, there's strong grounds to suspect that maybe it's a trefah, and it's tzorch bedikah. Medina, you have to be bodik the animal to make sure that it doesn't have any simen trefus. If it fell down a flight of stairs or something, so then the Ramos says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to say the bracha in advance over Las Yosin, because it may well turn out that it's a trefa. So what you have to do is shech without a bracha, be bodik afterwards immediately as soon as possible. Then if it turns out that it's not a trefa, then you say the bracha afterwards. So the Ramos sounds like he's relying on the Urza Ruah, who says that you can always say the bracha lachar Las Yosin. So the Shach says he doesn't think so. He thinks that's akate gavra lochazi. That's like by the gear. The halacha doesn't permit you to say the bracha before you shech the behemah because it's a real reisa. Reisa means a real serious latest asafik. It may be a trefah. So the halacha says, like over here, if you have the mashkim in your mouth, so the Rosh says the halacha tells you you're allowed to drink it without saying a bracha in advance. So what's going to be with the shakal? So kach tikna chacham to say the shakal after. So the Ramah is the same. If you're shechting a behemoth that has a serious question on it, that it may turn out to be a trefa, so the halacha says you're not allowed to say bracha in advance. And then you say, akati gavra lochazi before, so check later on, so kach tikna chacham, that you say the bracha afterwards. That you say the bracha afterwards. Mishnah Berurah says we don't follow this Ramah. But I saw in the Sefer Emek Bracha, he has a question. He says, the way we usually assume that a Birchas Hanenin is a matir, see, it's a problem, that whole assumption. The yesterday we said Rabbi Yosef Engel, that Rabbi Soloveitchik used to like that also, like to say like that. You see from the Rambam that he held it's a perfect equation. Birchas HaMitzvah is also a matim, and the Rabbanon is forbidden to perform a mitzvah without reciting a bracha. Kishem shetiknu bracha ala oichlam, tachnik the bracha ala mitzvah. So that's the question, is it really a matir? We pass him by the oimim that he eats without a bracha, it's not really. So this was the eimik bracha, is assuming like that. That's the way people will usually say. That a birchas hanenen is matir because also lalam shiharim and alam azad la bracha. So Tosfos wrote earlier that the Gemara had the discussion, Ani Reisius Rabbi Yochanan, that he ate the Zayas Maliach and he mumbled some bracha before and after. And they're not sure which bracha. That was on Lamed Ches on the base, going over to Lamed Ches and Aleph. So the Gemara says, a Zayas Maliach is Maliach Kiraseyah. That's the bottom thesis. On Lamed Ches on the base. So what's the din if you cook? If Maliach Kiraseyah is considered as if you cooked, as if it were shlokas. So what's the din if you eat olives that were cooked? Does it still retain the bracha for eight? So they say, shlokas is considered a synthetic food. It loses its original identity. And it's no longer barbaric. So that was a whole machlekes. Some said yes, some say no. And we pass going to compromise. It depends on the shtani le malyusa, shtani le griyusa. So in the middle of that discussion, the Gemara asks, when he ate the zayis, how did he say bracha achrayna? He didn't swallow the pit. He took out the pit, so he no longer have a kazayis because he didn't swallow it. So the Gemara gave the answer on Lam Tesman al. He had a zayis gedola, and after taking out the pit, there was the volume of a zayis benin because it didn't really depend because zayis is a benin. So Tyson says, you see from this Gemara that to say a bracha achrayna, you have to have a kazayis. Just like for birchas hamazon, we pass in kazayis. We just had the Tyson before, machlokes on Meir Rav Yudah. So Tyson says, however the gear says, whichever way Rav Meir holds, we pass in that it's kazayis. If Rav Yudah is the one who says kazayis, that Tyson invokes the din, Rav Meir Rav Yudah, Allah Rav Yudah. And if Rav Meir is the one who says, so they stand on the hand and say, no, this din is still kazayis. So it's mukhech in the Gemara. So okay. So they say, for Bichas HaMazon, you got to have kazayis. And for Zayis Maliach, you have to have kazayis. And for Bar Nefashis also, you have to have a kazayis. For Bracha Achrani, you always need kazayis. What about for Bracha Rishayna? So Tosfos says, for Bracha Rishayna, even Afilu Bebatzim Mishiur Mevorchim. Why? Because also Lahanis Ben Olam Azad Beloi Bracha. So the Shaila is, what if you're going to have a case where you say a Bracha Rishayna after you finish eating? Who has such a case? Ravina. The Mishnah Berurah quotes have some Ravid who passes like Ravina. Afilu Goma Sudasa, you still say the Bracha Rishayna afterward. Or forget about Ravina, the Mishnah Berurah says we should ignore that Ravid because it's not accepted La Locha. But the Ramah quotes the Rosh B'Shem HaRavid, a different Ravid, that Akati Gavra Lochazi, over here in this case. If he Hichnis Mashkim L'Tech Piv, and it was going to be Poltan, it's going to be Hoylech Li, but he won't have the, he will neither have a drink, nor will he have recited a bracha. So you lose Kerech Mikam and Kerech Mikam. So the Brisa says, Bolon. So we'll let him swallow it, right? So what's going to be with the bracha? So the Rosh says in the name of, the, of a different Ravid that you say the Shahakal after you finish swallowing. So this Shahakal, so he, so the Emek bracha assumes that it's not that the Pshat is that it's a Matel Amafreh. We mentioned yesterday, that's a discussion in the Mishkanos Yanki regarding Chalas Chutzlot, Zech V'Halach V'Achkach Mafrish. Normally, Afrashas Chala on the level of the rice, Afrashas Trimus and Maisvis is Mata Nisa Tevel. So you have to do the Afrashah before you eat it. You can't eat the food, you can't eat the Tevel on the smach that you're going to be Mafrish later. And the Chalas Chutzlot is a special Kula. So that's the deal that the Mishkanos Yanki has, and it's really a Machlekes, the Shari Chula quotes Machlekes Achrayim. What's the Gerer Hadin? Is it that the Chachamim were misakin here that you can't have a Mata L'Mafreya? By being Mafrish Chala later, Echad B'Holach Gachgat Mafrish is Mata L'Mafreya, the Yisid Tevel. Along the lines, the Mishkan is Yang writes, along the lines of Yesh Breirah Midrabban. Yesh Breirah Midrabban really means a different thing. If he would have said before he ate anything, if he would have made a declaration, whatever will be left over, let's say he's eating, it's late on Friday afternoon, he has to run to shul and he doesn't have time to be mafrish challah. So he says, whatever I'll designate as challah, after Havdalah, I hereby declare it should ready be challah now. So it's Eina Mavura now. So how can you have a challah on the Dov Eina Mavura? So he says, well, in Challah's Chutzlort, it's only the Rabban. So he says, Yesh Breirah Midrabban. That would have been Yesh Breirah Midrabban if he would have made such a declaration. Didn't make any declaration. He just, Echav HaHoylach, he's eating away, nibbling away on all of the tevel. That's hard to invoke that din to say, Yesh Breirah B'Rabbanan. It doesn't even help. Yirish Bera means if there was some hasnoah, if he made it tonight, mashan yosid lahafrish, the bit of cake that I'll be mafrish on Matzoy Shabbos, are you ready? I don't know which one is going to turn out to be. Are you ready to declare now that it should be chal? So that's one suggestion that the Mishkan is saying calls that there's a matan lahafrish. And then the other suggestion is maybe it's only a mitzvah hafrosh. Okay. Maybe they were never mistaken that it should have an issur. So here the Emek Broche is assuming assumption number one that Osir Lahanis Madalam Azebalai Broche takes it with it. It means that the Brichas Anenin is Makkah. Then he assumes number two that according to Ravina, according to the Ramor's Rosh, the Ramor wants to pass him like the Rosh over here for Shem Arrive, that sometimes you say Brichas Anenin La'achar Asiyosin because it's a perfect equation between Brichas Amitz and Brichas Anenin. So whenever it's Hakati Gabal Ochozi for a mitzvah, so you say Kach Tikna Chachamim to say the Brichas La'achar Asiyosin. So the same is by Brichas Hanenin, whenever he was Akati Gabal Ochaz in the beginning. So you can say the Brichas Hanenin in the end. So he says, but saying Brichas Hanenin at the end, he assumes that doesn't work with Torah's Matir. He's assuming that normal Brichas Hanenin is Matir and Easter. And that's why Tosfos says, even on less than a Kazayis, you gotta say Brichas Hanenin, Bracha Shalom Fanah, because also the Hanus Ben Alam Azebelai Bracha. But here, he's not saying it b'toras osel lihanas. He's saying it. How did the Gemara say before? A mem ches on the base. The Emek Brocha quotes this Gemara. The Gemara had a long brayse. The Tan Rabbana, Mechilta, Tosefta, starting from the middle of Daf Mem Ches on the base. Tan Rabbana, Milan lebichas Amazon, Milan lebichas Azimun, and then the Tanoim discuss. And how do you know that you have to say a Brocha Shalofaneho? So what they're learning out. They learn out a limbo, just like you say bracha shalach reho, so do you say bracha shalof aneho. So it's not, it doesn't sound like it's osir lahanas menolam azebulai bracha. So it's a different idea. Just like you say a bracha after you finish eating, so do you say bracha before. So he wants to say, the Emek Brocha wants to suggest maybe there are tzvei dinim over here. Maybe there are two dinim in reciting Birchas Hanenin, and one is because Asir Lahanas Menalam Azabalai Brocha, and that's what Tosfos said before, even less than a Kishir, even less than a Kazak, but that's only if you're saying the Brocha in advance. And then there's another din, you say Birchas Hanenin in a connection with eating food, the Faneho, the Achreho, and sometimes the Lofaneho is if it's Akati Gabal Achazi, so then you postpone, and you say the Brocha Shalofaneho, the Achreho. Just like you say the Birchas Hamitzvah, the Achreho, when it was Akati Gabal Achazi, so you say the Birchas Hanenin. So he says he thinks that if you hold like this, Ramah b'shem Arash, no way to prove it. No way. Never, hardly ever comes up. Who puts food in the mouth? Who puts mashka in the mouth? They say a bracha, and then if he did it, so the Mishnah Berurah says not to follow the Ramah. So it's not, the Shabbos is not going to come up. But he says if one would follow this Ramah b'shem Arash, he thinks that you would only say the shahakal la'achareha if you had a kishir. If you had less than a kishir, so you only say a bracha lefaneo lefaneo. Let me say the bracha shalofaneha if it's lefaneha that is going to serve as a matir. But you're going to say the bracha shalofaneha after you finish eating it. So that's dumya the bracha shalachreha, that has to have a kishir, a suggestion. I don't know, but I lost my whole cheshik for this. I lost my whole gishmak for this whole idea that the brichas hanenin is a matir. Once we discussed about the oinen, the machlokes is 99% of the rishonim say the oinen does not say a bracha. One obscure rishon, he's not even quoted on the page. One of the obscure rishonim says that the oinen says the bracha shalofanem before he eats food, because he's not allowed to do an issur. So all the 99% of the rishonim hold that the bracha shalachareh is not a matir. It's not osir lahanas menolam azeh. It's osir lahanas melabatol mitzvahs chachamim shetzivu levarach brichas hanenin. But it's not really a matir. It starts off as a mitzvah. If it would start off as an issur, the oinen wouldn't be allowed to eat food without saying a bracha. That's just so the whole. The Achrayim say you should say brachas hamazon and you should say bar nefashos unless it's after shir equal.
No, I mean make the
bracha shalafanel. Make the bracha shalafanel, the Achrayim. That they don't raise that. That's
according to what we're saying. It's like
If you would hold like this Rosh, if you would follow this Rosh, the Ramah's Rosh, then we should really say over there the Bracha Shalafanel and the Bracha Shalachra. We should say both. Then when the Ramam quotes all these dinim, the three brises, Poltan and Salkan and Bolon, So the Rambam quotes it in Perek Ches and Hilchas Brachas Halacha Yud Beis. So there's a Hasagas HaRaivin. So the Raivin says he thinks that this Braisa that says Polton, that says Bolon, if it's a Mashkin, so it's Bolon. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Raivin, he recommends as a Midas Chassidus we should be Machmir for this Raivin. He says, what's the case over here? He has a whole cup full of coffee, and by mistake he put some coffee in his mouth and he didn't say a bracha. So he'll spit out the coffee. The world won't come to an end. So he'll have a whole cup of coffee minus the first sip. Thus is, he'll have a little less. So they write it on the same Hosmaskin, and that's all he has. All he has is this little sip. So if he's going to be polton, he'll be left with nothing. Nishkin bracha and nishkin shtia. And if he'll have bolon, so all right, that's a blind mona bracha. He won't have any bracha. That's what it sounds like in the Raivid. It doesn't sound like the Rosh B'Shem Raivid that you say the bracha shahakal after him. He says, so you're left without a bracha, but at least you have the shtiyah, so at least they'll get something. But if it's just coffee or water or something, and he has plenty more where this came from, so the Raivid thinks that it's not right, that you should swallow. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that as a Midas Chassidus, as he recognizes that in Shulchan Aruch that's not at all the accepted opinion. But the Raivid came up with the Midas Chassidus that the Bolon is only in a rare case. He says maybe we should go along with the Raivid. And this Gemara that we learned that the Tesis learns and the Tesis quotes Rabbi Nachmanah that the Ger is Akat the Gavra Lochosi, so the Ger cannot say Asher Kedishon Abim Mitzvos of the Tzivano Oyvel Asi Osam. So Beleis Breira, so we see assume Kach Tikna Chachamim Tavo Viola Bali Yosef Hoimer Asher Kedishon Abim Mitzvos of the Tzivano. Says the Bracha Lachar Asi Osam. So this is the Shaila. This is if you have a Ger who's an adult, and this Ger is going to say his own bracha. What if it's a Ger Katan? So there are two questions. So the one question is, does Bezin say a bracha on the Tfilas HaGer? And question number two, on the assumption that Bezin does say a bracha, that Bezin is Jewish already. So maybe they should say the bracha over Asiyos. Maybe they shouldn't wait till Lachar Asiyos. So the Chassidish Rebbe, the Bnei Yisoschar, wrote this Sefer Derech Pikudecho, we mentioned the other day. So in his Derech Pikudecho, on the mitzvah of Milo, the Derech Pikudecho only goes till the 50 some odd mitzvahs, the middle of Mishpatim, then it counts out. The Chassidim are not sure whether he never wrote the rest, or whether the rest, everything was written and it got lost. It doesn't make too much of a difference, we don't have it. So on the second mitzvah of Milo, so he goes Me'inyin, he talks about Milo Shal Mitzvah, Milo Shal Gevus. So he discusses a ger katam at bilam also al das bezin. So he says, since the Gemara says in Ksubas daf yad aleph and man aleph that a ger katam and a couple doesn't have children, so they adopt an androish baby and then they gire him. So that's based on zachan liyadam shaloi b'fana. So whenever you do an act of zachan on behalf of someone else, so the Gemara says, let's say someone is not here and I wanted to give him a matana. He didn't show up, so I can't give him a matana. So I give you the matana, you should be kind on his behalf. And then as soon the first time that he finds out that someone was mekabel matan in his head, his reaction, his initial reaction is tzavech netchila biatzof. He doesn't want it. So that's the Gemara in the end of the second parak in Chulin, and then towards the end of Baba Basra, the Gemara says if his initial reaction is tzavech netchila biatzof, he doesn't want it. So he cancels the whole tzav miyadosh ladefano, and the whole thing is undone. So the Gemara says in Subis that the same is true regarding the ger katmat bil mosal das ben. We would matbil the baby the shengeris because we assume that it's a benefit for the child, beneficial that he should be Jewish. What if when the child gets old, higdilu? He says it's too difficult. He'd rather be a non-Jew. He doesn't want to be a Jew. So the Gemara says higdilu yichalim limchos. That's how many paskan like that. That's how we assume Shulchan Aruch. Higdilu yichalim limchos. When the child reaches at 12 or 13, says he doesn't want to be Jewish, so you undo the whole schus. So the Bnei Yisoschar writes in the Sefer, how can the Bezin say bracha ala tfilo? It's the Hasafik bracha. It may turn out the kid will be Meicha later on. He'll say he doesn't want the whole thing. So what about on the Mila also? Usually when you mala ger, when you mala baby says Shekhadushan Salsana ala Mila. The Gemara says in the last daf in Perak HaBlezer the Mila, if you mala ger, so it's a little different bracha. It's a longer bracha, a whole nusach. So when you do the milah by the ger katan, also you don't say a bracha. So that probably you do say. That probably do say, because the milah remains a milah l'shem geiris. Let's say the kid is going to grow up and he's gonna, at the age of 13 is going to say he doesn't want to be Jewish. Then at the age of 80 he'll decide he does want to be Jewish. Will he have to do haftafas tabris all over again? And the pashtus says no. When you take a non-Jew, if you have a non-Jew who is circumcised for medical purposes, not l'shem geiris, so not only is he an achri, he's an aral also. But if you have a non-Jew who is nimo l'shem geiris, he's not Jewish yet. Molva Letoval is still not Jewish, but he's not an Oral. That's a Gemara. The first half in Perika Oral. In Yevamos, the Gemara says, when a Nochri was Nemo L'Shem Geirus, he's still not Jewish. You have to have Mila Tvila and Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs. But once you had the Mila L'Shem Geirus, he's no longer called an Oral. So even if he says later on he doesn't want that. Remember, Absolvechik thought, even if you take a Nochri from the street and you do a Mila on him, Balkarcha, and he's screaming bloody murder, he doesn't want it. So he said, he can't be Megayer him Balkarcha, but he thinks that the Mila the Shem Geiris is still a good Mila. If a Levit decided he wants to be Jewish, wouldn't recommend it, you should try it. But he said, if a Levit decided he wants to be Jewish, he doesn't think that he'll have to have a Mila over again. The Mila was done the Shem Geiris, so he's not called an Oral anymore. That's the Gemara. Mila done the Shem Geiris on an Achri, he made. So the Mila Mistam on the Ger Kata and Magbila also, when the Bezin is going to do the Mila Mistam, they do say a Bracha. Because even if later on the Yechodim Limchos, but the Mila of the Shem Geiris was still a Mila. It affected a change in the person. He's no longer an Oral. But the Shad is on the Tfilah. On the Tfilah Sager, what's the mitzvah in the Tfilah? That clinches the Geiris. That's what the Chassidish Rebbe, the Bnei Yisoscha, thinks. That maybe you shouldn't say a bracha. It's a Sufik brachas lach. Since Yigdili Yechalim Limchas, maybe you shouldn't say a bracha.
It's still a Tfilah of the Shem Geiris. We need another Tfilah right now.
Yeah, if it'll be moicha. If it'll be moicha. Yes, because the tefillah is what makes him into a ger. So if it's going to turn out yicholim limchois, if it was, then it means it wasn't the schus, so the tefillah didn't accomplish anything. The milah did accomplish. He's no longer called an aro. He's still an achri, but he's no longer called an aro. So the milah is going to remain with him for the rest of his life.
The
Gemara says by a Nochri who's already an adult is toim time of the Yisura, you have no right to assume that it's a schus. By a little baby, a Nochri baby, we assume it is a schus. Yeah, by an adult who it's not a schus, so you have no right to mimigayer him without consulting him. But the Mila, that's not really an act of Geiris. That could be. The Mila is just to be Mafkia, the Shem, Orel. That's a deal in Achranim, where the Mila is one of the Maisa Geiris. You need Mila is a Maisa Geiris and Tfilah is a Maisa Geiris. Or no, Tfilah is the Maisa Geiris. Just like by women, Tfilah does the whole Geiris. Tfilah with Kabbalah and Mitzvah. So by men also, Tfilah does the whole Geiris. Just that an Orel, it's an Ikuv. An Orel cannot become a Geir. But it's not that the act of Mila is really a Maisa Geiris. The Mila is just to remove the Oral and then there's no Ma'akim anymore. So that's a Shaila where they need a Bezdin when you do the Mila. So the Shulchan Aruch says, L'chatchil, you should have a Bezdin. By Tfilah, it says you need a Bezdin. And Taisus says that it's Ma'akim B'niyad. You assume the Bezdin by the Tfilah is Ma'akim B'niyad. But the Shaila, what about the Bezdin by the Mila? So the Sri Yesh has a Chub, he says, B'niyad, we would pass him that you wouldn't have to repeat the Hatofis Dabris.
That could
make Mila at night. We require a bezin that we would require by yom. You can't have a yeshiva's bezin balayla. But b'di'evid, let's say you would have done the mila balayla. Mila shal mitzvah, you can't do balayla. Mila shal mitzvah is pasal balayla. So maybe it's no good because every mila is no good balayla. I don't know. Maybe the mila shal geris would be no good for getting a bad bezin because mila shal mitzvah is no good balayla. I don't know. That's a good question. Whether it would be good balayla. So the Derech Pikudecho thinks that you shouldn't say a bracha because it's a Sufik bracha.
How could you make a bracha?
So there's a Ravid, the famous Ravid, who wrote the Balei HaNefesh on Dinim of Taras HaMishpacha and Hilchos Tevilah. So he quotes our Gemara. And he learns like the Rabbi Chananel, it only goes on a ger, a regular woman should say the bracha Ovelasios. And then he says, by the way, the only ger whose bracha is postponed till Tavol Yoloch is a ger gadol, but a ger katan where the bezin is performing the gerus, so the bezin says the bracha. Evelasi Yosef. Then he asks on himself, but what mitzvah are they doing? Who says a mitzvah? Who says Bezdin is performing a mitzvah? So he proves from the Gemara. The Gemara says in the Sugya of Geiris and Yevamos around Daf Mem Zayin and Ches over there goes a few Dafim in the Gemara. So the Gemara says when a non-Jew comes to convert, so we should try first to dissuade him. So we should tell him, look, keep your eyes open, look what you're in for. There's a lot of anti-Semitism and you won't be accepted by the Jews. You won't be accepted by the non-Jews. You're going to have trouble getting in Shidduch. And you're going to have trouble if you want to move to Eretz Yisrael. The Rabbanut is going to give you a hard time. Everyone's going to give you a hard time. So if the person understands what he's getting himself into and he insists that he wants to do anyway, so then the Gemara says, you hurry up quickly to do the Geirus because Shehuyi Mitzvah Loi Mashinah. It's a mitzvah on the part of Bezdin to perform the Geirus, and they should do it as fast as possible. When the convert comes and the candidate comes the first day, you don't run to the guy right away. First you have to warn him what he's getting himself into. But after he understands fully what's in store in the future, and he insists that he wants it, then the Gemara says that it's considered a mitzvah, and you shouldn't postpone. So the Gemara doesn't explain what's the mitzvah. So the Ravid, so that's a discussion in the Rishonim, what is the mitzvah. So some Rishonim say the mitzvah is v'haftamas hager.
Not a ger yet.
Others disagree, he's not a ger yet. Haftamas hager, after he's already converted, then you should treat him especially nice. After racha kamach is by everybody, haftamas hager means even special. Yeah, but it's not a ger yet. So that's what some Rishonim say. No, that's included in haftamas hager. Other Rishonim say it's the mitzvah v'yahavtu es Hashem alokecho. So the Gemara says in Yume, shehei shem shemayim misayi val yadecho. You should seek to it the way to show that you love God. Avos Hashem is not just a chavis al vavis, it's a chavis al evarim. You have to do things in such a way that everybody will love God. So if you megayer a non-Jew who's interested in converting, so you machnes him tachas kampei ashkena, so that's a fulfillment of the mitzvah of the ahavta, that you get other people to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
You make that bracha even by a
kohen?
You should make that
bracha
even by a
kohen? No, the Ravid only says by a kohen. Yes. I don't know. So the Ravid doesn't say these. The Ravid says a different mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? So the Ravid in the Bali HaNefesh says that the Pasuk says that when Avraham Avinu moved to Eretz Yisrael, took HaNefesh Asher Asa Becharon, and the Medrash says, well, who are the Nefesh Asher Asa Becharon? These are the Geirim that Avraham was Megayeris HaNoshim, the Sar Megayeris as HaNoshim, and then the Medrash continues to say that if all the world scientists gather together, they can create life. Working on it. So the Medrash says, if all the world scientists gather together, they can't create even a little ant, a little bug. And over here, look, the Bezdin creates on Nefesh Asher Asa Becharon, they're creating someone. So the Ravid says, that's the mitzvah. He doesn't explain, so what's the mitzvah? He points out how unique it is, how something unusual, that when you're Mekabel Gerim, it's considered as if you created a new barrier. What's the mitzvah? Mahu afato? It's just like the Ribbono Shel Olam is creative, so we should be creative. Also, he doesn't explain. But that's what the Ravid writes. The Ravid writes that the Bezdin does their bracha, not like the Derech Pikudecho, and he assumes that the bracha should be recited Oyva Lasiyos. It's interesting, the Tzvi Yeish wasn't aware of Nishkin Derech Pikudecho and Nishkin Bali HaNefesh LaRavid. He talks about the Bezdin. So he says, where did he come off that Bezdin says a bracha? What? Bezdin doesn't say a bracha, and when the ger is an adult, the Bezdin says a bracha. So why should the Bezdin say a bracha if it's a ger class? He doesn't think there's any bracha at all. He doesn't think that the Chachamim would have a misakin. Maybe the Gemara says, Shuhi mitzvah, la mashina, fine. It's a mother. You don't say a bracha in every mitzvah. When you do gemilas chasadim, when you lend halvot to people, there are a lot of mitzvahs that you don't say bracha. So, true, this is a mitzvah that Bezdin should be mekabel gerim in a proper context. But this, he thinks that it's a mitzvah that you don't say a bracha. So here the Ravid says you do say a bracha. Bezdin does say a bracha, and he thinks say the bracha ever lasi yos. Rav Soloveitchik told us when we were learning this sugya in Psochim on Dav Zayin, so he said that he once participated in a geirus once in his life. There was a couple. They couldn't have any children, so they adopted a little baby girl. So he was participating in the geirus. So as the little baby was being placed into the mikveh, he started to wonder, should they say the bracha? He assumed for sure the Bezdin says the bracha, but he didn't know whether they should say the bracha, because the Pashup Shad, the whole reason Why you say Lacharasiyasam is Hakati Gabel Lechazi? He's a Nochri. He can't take to the Shemad and Mitzvahs from Tzivanu. But the Rabbi writes over here. Here the Bezdin is saying the bracha. So the Bezdin is Jewish. The members of the Bezdin are Jewish. Or maybe you should say Pshat in the Gemara is since by a Ger Gadol Hakati Gabel Lechazi. So this is a different kind of a Birchas HaMitzvah. The Birchas HaMitzvah that the Ger recites over the normally a Birchas HaMitzvah is recited. In advance of the Maisa HaMitzvah, whenever when one is about to perform a Maisa HaMitzvah, maybe over here by the Ger, since Akata Gabel HaChazi is not Jewish, so maybe they were Mesakein the Birchas Ala Tvilo and the Chalois HaGerus. So maybe even if it's a Ger Katan, well, you don't have this issue about the Bezin can't say Kiddushan HaMitzvah HaMitzvah. But since by a Ger Katan, By Ger Gadol, they instituted that the bracha should be recited Lacharas Yasi. So he thought, not like that Shachin Yeriday and Simeon Tessa, not like the Ramor. It's a full equation between Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaNenin. The Gemara made a full equation. And the Gemara was Matte, whenever it's Gabriel Achazi, then it says, saying the bracha before, he said the bracha after. No, he said the bracha is recited after. Because there's a different kind of a bracha here. It's a Birchas HaMitzvah that's not recited in of the Maisa Mitzvah, but it's rather a Birchas HaMitzvah and the Chalois. So he thought that there is such a thing. So he developed the whole thing. So he said there is a famous Tosfos there, Msachim on Dav Zayin and Aleph, where the Gemara says all Birchas HaMitzvah should be recited Oyvel HaSiyosam. So the Rabbeinu Tam says he thinks that Birchas Erisin should not be recited Oyvel HaSiyosam. He thinks that Birchas Erisin, we follow the Rambam. The Rambam says, he say, Asher Kashanam, the Birchas Erisin recited before the chassan gives the ring, and then the chassan takes a sip of wine, the kala takes a sip of wine, and the chassan gives the ring. So it's Hari Emukodeshesli. So we follow the Rambam. But the Raivid and the Rabbeinu Tam say that the Bichaseyasin is recited Lachar Asiyos. So the Raivid is massing on the Rambam Hilchas Ishus. He agrees with the Rambam in principle and theory that it really is a Bichas HaMitzvah, which really should have been recited Lachar Asiyos. But he says, since it's a mitzvah that you totally begas Acherin, the Kala may decide under the chuppah, the Kala may decide to back out the listening. So what's the chassan's going to say a bracha, or the rabbi, the Messiah of Kedusha, going to say a bracha, and they're both back out. They say they don't want to, they decide, they change their mind, they don't want to get married. So the rabbi will have said a birchas HaMitzvah, a bracha of Atol, and they, or even if the chassan's going to say the bracha, the chassan wants to marry the girl, can always decide at the last minute to back out. So the rabbi says, whenever you're performing a mitzvah, and the fulfillment of the mitzvah is totally bedas acherim, so we don't permit you to say the bracha over l'asiyosim, it may turn out that all things are hoax. You gotta say the bracha over l'asiyosim. So basically, the rabbi agrees with the Rambam that it's a birchas HaMitzvah, but it's like akati gabel ochozi, the way the Shachin Yeridei learns and the way the Rosh quotes over here. Whenever, for some reason or another, you can't say the bracha over l'asiyosim, say l'achar l'asiyosim. The rabbi in Tamim, Psochim, has a totally different reason. He says you don't say Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvosa tzivanu v'kadesha so isha. It's a different nusach. You say Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu, but then you start rambling on and on and on and on. You say other things. V'tzivanu al ha'rois, v'asavanu s'arus, v'italanu s'anasus, a whole different nusach. So Rabbi Natam says it starts off with the nusach of a birchas HaMitzvah, Kedushanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu, but then it really turns out to be a bracha and a chalois. It's not really a bracha over Oyvel HaSiyosim recited in conjunction with the Maisa HaMitzvah. It's a bracha on the Chalois Isha. So he said it should be dafke be recited Lachar HaSiyosim. Like a Bicha Shevach Oido. And there's such a similar machlok as the last daf in Perek HaBlezer Zemila in Masech HaShabbos. So HaShabbos has 24 prokim in the Mishnah. So one whole Perek is dedicated to the laws of Bris Mila. So in the last daf in the Perek, the Gemara talks about what's the Nusach HaBracha by Milas HaGer, by Milas HaKoton. And then the Gemara says there's a Bracha Lachnisa Bebisa Shal Avram Avin. So Tosfos has a Machlekes, the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam, whether that Bracha is recited Oyvel HaSiyosam or Dafke La'achar HaSiyosam. So why should some Rishonim hold this Dafke recited? So we have a compromise from the Rosh. Yeah, the machlek is the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, whether the bracha should be cited in advance before you do the bris or after it's all finished. So the Rosh wanted to satisfy both opinions, so he said, the bracha in between the meal and the priya. Years ago they used to do the bris in two parts. They had one, sometimes they had two moil. They would have one moil, would do the meal, he would cut off the outer skin, and then another moil, or the same moil, would, after cutting off the orha orla, the thick skin, he would fold back the orha priya. So they would do it in two stages, and there would be a little pause in between. Today, most of the moilim do not do in two stages. Most of the moilim separate the orha priya from the eivar hazakras, and they cut off both of the oiras together in one shot. And they assume that that's Rabbi Yankee Fenden was a moilim, and he writes in his sefer that's a hidden mitzvah. Only the Hungarians insist on separating the two. You're not allowed to be mishan and minhagim, and that's the way it was done for so many centuries. So you got to have separate, meal and priya separate. So the Rosh is working on the assumption that you're doing meal and priya separately. So he says, maybe to satisfy both the Rabbein and Tam and the Rashbam, we have the machlokes whether the bracha lachnis of Yisrael shall avram avinu should be recited. So he says, so do it in the middle, so it's both. So Makshim Hoylem, what means both? So he didn't satisfy either opinion. So why does he think that he satisfied? He made everybody happy. Sorry, no one is happy here. But that was the minhag. For many centuries we follow the Rosh. But you say the bracha lachnis of Yisrael shalvam avinu in between the mila and the priya. Why? Because of this machlekes is the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam. So why are there some Rishonim who insist that the bracha lachnis should be recited dafka la'achar asiyosim? Why dafka la'achar asiyosim? And another drapella, the Tosis Rid raises the question over there, and that last daf and Perek of Lezer the Mila, where do you have a mitzvah where you recite two brachas? You say Asher Kesham Zasal Ala Mila, then you say another bracha, Lachnis Bisa Shal Avram Avila. Then you say a third bracha, Shekidah Shidigni Bet. So what's going on over here? The first two brachas are Asher Kedushan Avram Avila, the third bracha is the Bichas Hasheva. That's clearly not a bichas hamitzvah. You don't say Asher Kedushan Avram Avila. Say Baruch Ato Kerem Alach Oilam Asher Kedushan Avram Avila Bet. So that's not in the running. That's not a bichas hamitzvah. But the first two brachas are bichas hamitzvah. So that's what the Tosfos really asks. Why should they institute two bichas hamitzvahs on one mitzvah? So that's where Rav Soloveitchik used to be fond of linking all of these things up together. That's why this Ein Fall occurred to him, that maybe the bracha on the Tvilas Ager is a bracha on the Chalois, maybe even by a Ger Katan with a Bezna saying the bracha, maybe it makes sense that the bracha should be postponed till after the Chalois Ager is took effect. Why? He wanted to say that the bracha, maybe those Rishonim who insist that the brachas lachnisa, the visa shal Avraham Avinu is recited dafka lachar asiyasam, they are misaken this not as a bracha in connection with the Maisa HaMitzvah of the Maisa HaMila, rather a bracha on the Chalois. Usually when you do a mitzvah, there's no Chalois. There's a mitzvah to put on the mezuzah on the door. So you put on the mezuzah, you're to the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to wear tzitzis. He did the wearing tzitzis, and mitzvah to shake a lord, mitzvah to sit in sukkah, mitzvah to listen to shoyt. He did the mitzvah, finished, there's no chalais. But over here, there's a din, and orel is not permitted to eat truma, not permitted to eat korban pesach. Once you do the bris milah, so it leaves a chalais. The person is no longer an orel, he's considered a mahu. So maybe that's what, maybe that's why the chachamim introduced two brichas ha-mitzvah. Ala milah is a brichas ha-mitzvah in connection with the maisa ha-milah. And Lachnis B'Yisr Shal Avraham Avinu is maybe a bracha on the Chalois, and maybe that's why it should be dafka be recited Lachar Asiyos. So if you put these two together, that Lachnis B'Yisr should be Lachar Asiyos because it's on the Chalois of the Milah. And the Bichas Erisin is also the woman is an Eshes Ish. So the Rabbein Tam holds that dafka Lachar Asiyos, we happen not to follow the Rabbein Tam. We said the Bichas Erisin before. But what motivates the Rabbeinu Tam to say that the bracha should be, maybe holds that getting married is not a mitzvah, it's just a hechsher mitzvah. So the bracha that you recite when you get married is really a bracha on the chalois of the marriage, the chalois eshesish. So he was led to believe that, not like the Raiva, that possibly the bracha over here, akati gabel achazi, so that's why milach atchila, the chachamim will misak in the bracha after. What does it mean? Not whenever he's gabel achazi, say after. No. So they made it into a different kind of a bracha on the chalois. So he thought that maybe even in such a case. The shaila is, do we really follow this ravid? That the ravid said that you say a bracha? What about the taina that the Sefi Kodecha raised, that he's being called a minchos? So is maybe it should be considered a sopik bracha? So that daf in Ksubis and daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara there asks a kasha against this Amora. How can he say Gdili Chedem Limchois? The Mishnah talks about someone is Ma'anis and Mefata, a Gioris Tana. So it says that you collect Ma'anis and Mefata money. Or a girl was Nizgaira Bikatnusa, a little girl was Nizgaira, Ger Katma Bil Mosadaz Bezman, then she got married, then the husband divorced her, and she's still a little Tana. So the Mishnah says that she collects the ksuba. So the Gemara, Frek Takasha, how can she collect the ksuba payment, and how can she collect? Abai asked one kasha, and Rabbi asked another kasha. One of them asked the kasha from the Mishnah, ksuba. How can the katana collect the ksuba? One asked the kasha, how can the katana collect the innocent mefata money? But they both asked the same kasha, how can you collect the money? You collect the money today, and then next month, before she reaches the age of 12, she may be higdil l'chadam b'mchayis. So does that make sense, that you collect money? Zdach ha-safek ma-mayna l'kula, ha-moitz ma-chaver all of her ayat. So the Rashba is quoted by the Shita Mukubetzes and Daf Yud Aleph in Ksudas. So he asked the question, why did Abai Barav only ask a question regarding collecting the Ksuda and collecting the Oynes and Mefata money? What about marrying the girl? The Mishnais talk that you marry a girl who's a Giyorish and is Gairi B'Katnusa. So why don't you raise the question, how can you marry the girl? She make her not to be a Nochus, if you clearly heard of Limchus. So the Rashba answers, Shita Mukubetzes quotes the Rashba answers, he says, we go Basar Roiv. Rive of the case is that a child is adopted by religious parents. They're not religious people, so there's no schus. Most of the poskim hold it's only gerkot madamil mosa das bezin. If the parents are religious and they plan to give the child the Jewish education, he's going to raise the child as a goy, so it's better to remain a goy. It's better only to have sheva mitzvahs and have a chance of living up to them rather than to be Jewish and be obligated to keep 613 vados. Are not going to live up to it. So the Rashba says, since the child is being raised by a religious family, so the ruba of the case is he's not going to be moichas. So in Issa they had to go basaroy. So the shaila is, how can the kid get an aliyah? Let's say the gear cut and give him after once in a while. You go basaroy. So you assume you go basaroy, he's not going to be moichas. Or how can somebody marry the gear, the gioris katana? You go basaroy, she's not going to be moichas. Or they handled wine. Rashi says they handled wine. Why aren't we concerned? There should be maga akum. It's not going to be. But in halcha mamon achar haroi, how can you be mighty mamon based on haroi? That was the kasha of Abai Barava. And the Gemara explains that Abai only asked each one. Abai Barava, one asked the kasha only from ksuba. He didn't ask a kasha from oinis and mefata, because the Gemara says kadesh shelo yehi chayte nisker. What does that mean? It means that you treat Oynes and Mefata as if it were Issa the Heter. So you go Basar Roy. But Ksuba is just plain money. So when it comes to money, you should say in Hochma Mamun Achar Aray. And the other one says, no, I am only asking Akasha from Oynes and Mefata. I'm not asking Akasha from Ksuba, because Ksuba I treat like Issa the Heter. Shulaytei Kala Bi'enav Lohitziyah. So each Amor only asks one Kasha. One Abai Barava, one only asks the Kasha from Ksuba, one only asks the Kasha from Oynes and Mefata. And the whole Kasha only was, and he said, that we know that you go basar roiv. And the roiv is that the child is not going to be moichas. You have a right to falozach, to rely on the roiv. But when it comes to being a mammon, it's how could you be moitzi mammon based on a roiv? That was the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara says, anachanami, when the Mishnai say that you collect the ksuba, you collect the innocent without the money, you put it away in an escrow account. And you wait till after the girl reaches her bas mitzvah, the boy, whatever, wait till after the, both cases by girl. And then if she's not moicha, so then you give her the money. But you don't right away give the money now and make in halachah mamon achar haroi. So getting back to our case, the dech b'kodecha is concerned that maybe higdil yichadim limchos, so it should be a suffik bracha v'lachon. So what's taka the din? I have a case where there's a suffik bracha, but the roiv dictates that it's okay. The roiv says that it's all going to be okay. So do you say suffik bracha v'lachon in such a case that you don't say the bracha? But he say no, Safik Brachas Lakal, if it's a Safik Hashakal. But if you have a Raif, Safik Brachas Lakal is a din of Sveka the Rabban of Akuma. But what if you have a Raif? So the Raif tells you that there's no Oy Safik, there's no more Safik. So the Raivid in the Balei HaNefesh says that your Bezin does say Bracha. Apparently the Raivid is of the opinion that you follow the Raif. The Raif cases, they're not going to be Moicha. So the Raiva holds that you follow the Raiv to require of the Bezin that they should say a bracha. The Pashtus is that this is the Raiva l'shitosoi. The reason Machlokes is the Rambam and the Raiva had to read a sugya in Perek Bamem Adlikin. The Gemara talks there about Safik Brachas Lahakil. So the Rambam understands that Safik Brachas Lahakil is a much broader rule than Safik the Rabban Lekul. Any Safik holder who you ready to say Safik Brachas Lahakel. And the Bnei Shua points out there on the Sugya in Bamem Adlikin that the Ravid understood the Safik Maslach was simply mean Safik Barabban Lakun. So Chapanap Kemune, what if you have a case of a Safik Bracha, but the Ravid indicates that you should say a Bracha? Well, let's say it's a common shayla. You buy pots and pans, and you don't know who the manufacturer was. So if the manufacturer was Jewish, and the guy who bought it from the manufacturer, the one who delivered it, is Jewish, and all the people in between, in the store where you bought it, they're all Jewish, and then there's no need for Tfilos Kelim. If one of them was a non-Jew, then it didn't require Tfilos Kelim. So the odds are, the right is that someone was a goy in between. But there is a possibility that maybe everybody from the beginning, if you don't know, let's say, if I'm buying in a store and I know that the store is a non-Jewish owner, I know it's non-Jewish store, so of course you need Tfilos Kelim. But let's say I'm buying in a store and I know the store is owned by Jews. So maybe all the other people were Jewish as well. Maybe the manufacturer, maybe the middleman, maybe everybody in the middle was Jewish. So Rabbi Avadi Yosef has a tshuva about this. So he quotes a machlokes haposkim. Some say, Safek brachas l'hakol applies even if you have a roiv l'chiyuv. Any safek koldehu, you already don't say bro. And others say no. When you have a roiv, so you follow the roiv. So the pashtus says that this, it's not so, you can't jump so quickly to paskin like this Ravid in the Balei HaNefesh against the Chassidish Rebbe. The Ravid could be that he's going to Shitasa. The Ravid doesn't hold from that Rambam. The Tzavik Brachas L'Hakel is much broader than the plain old din of Sveka the Rabbanu L'Kul. The Ravid holds that Tzavik the Rabbanu L'Kul. You don't say a Brachas, Tzavik Brachas L'Hakel. But if you have a Rav, so you follow the Rav. So you assume it's not a Brachal about Tovah. You got to say the Brachal. Yeah, but we really pass like the Rambam on that. And that machlek is the Rambam now. We pass like the Rambam. That Safik Basel Hakel is a broader cloud. So it could well be that the Rebbe may be right. Could be that the name Sosker is right. That by the Bez Din, he says maybe it's a Safik Basel Hakel. Since it dili chalil lincha is true, there is a Roiv. The Rajba wrote on Ksubas and Daf Yud Aleph that there is a Roiv. That Roiv Pamin by Ger Katan is not going to want to be Moicha. It's going to be raised by religious parent. But that's the Shaila. Do you follow a Roiv in order to require that a Bracha should be recited? So that's Chacham Avadya has a tshuva. He doesn't write that this is the issue here. He writes about the Tfilos Kelim. He quotes the Darka Tshuva has the different opinions by the Tfilos Kelim. But you go bas a Roiv to require a Bracha. So you say, no, it's still Savik Brachas Lachal. Savik Brachas Lachal is starts off. You don't say Savik Brachas Lachal if it's a Bracha Derais. If a person ate Kidei Sviya, and it's Mesupik if he recited Birchas HaMazon, so it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Savik Birch, Savik LaBircha is in the Bracha. But if he only ate Kizayas, and the whole Chiyuv to bench is only with the Rabbanon, so then we would apply Savik Brachas Lachal. So it has to start off as a Savik the Rabbanon. If you're dealing with a Safik Bracha Deraisa, then you say Lechum, then you do say the Bracha. But it has to start off as a Bracha Derabbanon. But then it could be that it's much more than the plain old din of Safik Derabbanon Lechum. Could be that it's a klal. Whenever there's any Safik Kodu, you really don't say a Bracha. See, that's a shot that the Gemara says in Bamem Adlikin that on Yantav Sheni Shal Golis, you really should not have said a Bracha. Because it's only Sveik of the Yom. You really should not have said a bracha, and there's a special reason why you do say a bracha. Why? Is Yantav Sheni B'Torah Sofik, or is Yantav Sheni B'Torah Svadayim? So that's a machlek, is the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam writes that Bizman is a Yantav Sheni B'Torah Svadayim. And the Gemara still says that it should be Sofik Brachas L'Hokel. Why? But it's B'Torah Svadayim. So the Rambam, so the Migdalois writes on the bottom of the page on the Rambam. The Rambam Shita, the Safik Brachas Lachal means if the word Safik appears anywhere, Yantav Sheni was instituted based on the fact that it used to be a Safik. Oh, you said the word Safik, the Safik Brachas Lachal. It started off as a Sveik of the Yom. Even though his Bana said it's not a Sveik of the Yom, but he's Zarma Minigab Sechem Idechem, since it's rooted in the Safik, or let's say, Demai, Afrasha is Demai, so the Gemara Dan Bamalik can quote the Mishnah in Demai, a bracha is not recited when you makrish maisris on Demai. So that's a deal in the Mishnah Melech, where the Afrasha maisris on Demai is only B'Torah Sofik. Maybe the Amhoris from whom I purchased was not makrish, maybe he was makrish. So is it B'Torah Sofik? But he say no. Because of that Sofik, the Chacham made a takana B'Torah Svadai, that you have to be makrish Demai. So the Rambam seems to learn the whole sugya that Yantav Sheni is B'Torah Svadai and Demai is B'Torah Svadai. And still the Gemara and the Mishnah says you don't say a bracha and Afrash is Demai. Why? Because Safik bracha is law. So the Migdalois on the bottom of the page quotes a Chuvas Rambam, I think, where the Rambam wrote that, no, Savik Brachas Lacha, that's a more inclusive klal. It only applies to a Bracha de Rabbanan. But once it's a Bracha de Rabbanan, it's not simply a restatement of the old rule that Savik Rabbanan Lakuva. No. Any Savik called the Hu, you already don't say Brachas. It's Nitan Lehayomer that even if you have a Raiv, Lechiv that dictates that you should say Bracha, could well be that the Derech maybe is right. Maybe you shouldn't say Bracha on Tfilo Sagir. People are adopting non-Jewish babies. So there's different yesh v'yesh. Sometimes some of the Bati Dinim do say bracha, some of them don't say bracha.
Do you have Jews kedusha by kedusha that could end up with minyan? Did I say that in situations like that you cannot do the whole isha?
That's a good question. That should be the same shul. I don't know if it's discussed in shulchan aruch. You should take a look. Yeah.
According to if the Rambam has such a broad view of Sefer Brachas Lahava, why isn't he like a super version of the Rabbit Sheet like Derech HaZeresim that you should say that there? I know the Rambam holds the Brachas of Mitzvah, but maybe you should say it afterwards because maybe one of them will back out. The Rambam is so afraid.
But they both march down the aisle. We know that she agrees. The Rambam holds he cannot say Lahava. The Rambam says if they didn't recite Birch HaZeresim and Oival Asiyasam, Ashenasi Kranasi can't say Lachar Asiyos. So he holds you have no choice. You have to say Davka Oibel Asiyos. You cannot say Lachar Asiyos. Anyway, so again, on this Gemara, this is, you look in Shulchan Aruch, very fascinating. Mishnah Berurah quotes some Rishonim, he quotes a Ravid, he says it's not the famous Ravid, it's a different Ravid who passes like Ravina. I think Gemara says Veloyi, it's a Tchiyat. But we really do accept Ravina. That Afilo Gomel Sidosi, he still says Brachas Ravina. We don't accept like that pesach. And then the Ramah paskins like the Rosh. Mishnah Berurah said we shouldn't follow. Ramah paskins like the Rosh who says, Anhod etanya bolon b'mashkin. So the Rosh quotes another Ravid that then you should say the bracha shalafaneho after the drinking because of the svara katigabalachazi because as he said, he has it in his mouth. And you hold food in your mouth and you taste it, there's no chayvas bracha. Only when you're interested in swallowing. So when he's interested in swallowing, the Talbacha says, he can swallow without saying a bracha. So that's akata gabal achazi. So he should be. So in this situation, it should be that the chacham should require of him to say the bracha shalafanel afterwards. And then the emek bracha raises the question, whenever you're saying a bracha shalafanel afterwards, maybe it's only if you have a kashir. It's a little questionable. He wants to develop the idea of the tzvei dinim. It's a little bit shaky. Okay. We'll stop here. This Sunday, I have to leave early, so I'd like to give the shiur at 10 o'clock instead of 11:30. Okay. And tomorrow we'll try to do the parsha. Okay.